4HKX at 4ZLK.
4HKX. Hey, Shane.
Patrick, just thought maybe you might be out there. How was your day?
Didn't do a whole lot this morning, and my son and wife had a surprise dinner for me this evening.
And I won't say it until tomorrow. I'm going to wait until the actual day.
It's just another day, but it's my day, I guess.
Say earlier, I heard when I signed off, I guess I was talking to Tom and Bernice, and I heard you say goodbye, so goodbye. But I heard you say you were at the top of the hill now or something, but I thought that was like the next decade up or decade and a half.
He was over the hill, so I'm just standing here looking over right now. I'm not 50 till tomorrow.
He is the new 35. How about that? New knee. There's all kinds of new things you can get.
I waited 50 years to get a new knee. No broke bones, no surgeries, no anything like that. And here at 50, you automatically get a whole new knee.
New out of this life.
How's your day been?
My route's gotten busier. I picked up two extra pickups, trailer swaps. One a couple weeks ago and one this week. And the new one is, I may have told you, they sell pool supplies, but not chemicals. It's more the robot cleaning things that, you know, you hook to the hose and put it in the water and it cleans the bottom of the pool. Probably other stuff too. And so they're expecting to get really busy because they sell on Amazon Prime. Here UPS announces on the news that we're cutting our deal with Amazon. We're not going to be delivering as many packages. And then I pick up a new pickup that's basically sold on Amazon.
The world we live in, right?
I made it. I'm making it. It's okay as long as every other one of my, all my other pickups are fine, but I've got one that we've talked about before. It can ship multiple trailers for 2 or 3 days, and then it'll slowly drop off and be down to just a live load of a couple of pallets. And when they get heavy, I mean, I can only do so much, so they're going to have to figure something out.
All you can do. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's only so many hours in a day.
Only five of us in the whole building that do this to cover all of Greenville and all the upstate, basically, in the tractor trailers. And one of them is more, he's got some pickups in the afternoon, but because he doesn't have enough work for a tractor trailer all day, he delivers out of a package car for a good bit of the day.
Where are they going to cut 20,000 jobs in here? All these facilities closing down. Sounds like they need to keep opening up and hiring.
Thing is, they promised this. They promised this new pickup. They're like, yeah. They told me that, or your sales rep told me you'd bring pallets by too. I'm like, if there are pallets on the trailer, you are welcome to them. But we are not in the business of pallets. I get some when the shipper leaves them on the truck, you know, ships out stuff on pallets, but it's not my job to bring you pallets. And, you know, they're just trying to get free stuff anyway.
Everybody's looking to anymore. I mean, no matter what you do, it's all you hear is what's free, what's in it for me. I can't tell you how many times a day I hear, what's free?
Our building is so overgrown too, or outgrown. There's times they don't even process all the trailers I pick up if that one pickup is heavy, and now I've got two extra from two other companies, two extra pickups, and they're both growing. The new one is already in a long box, the 53-footer, and the other one is just about to come out of the little short trailer, little pup trailer, and have to have a full trailer every day. They held all the night guys last night. They didn't leave till after 11. They should be gone anywhere from 8:45 to 10 o'clock. They should all be gone, and they were all there till 11 because we had so much volume.
To me, it looks like they would be adding shipping because all you hear anymore is people ordering everything online, and stores are, brick-and-mortar stores are having a hard time getting people to come in and buy stuff. They're doing everything online now.
I know that. I've been there 34 years, and I feel like some of the stuff they're doing now, they don't want to ship packages anymore. They want to, I don't know what they want to do, but it's like they forget what their main job is.
Well, pretty much every business's main business is customer service, and so often they don't do that anymore. That's becoming a thing of the past, it feels like.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking with a couple other coworkers, and we were discussing how we used to not leave any package in the building. I probably mentioned this before, so you know how it is getting old. I started to repeat myself. But anyway, we never used to leave a package in the building. They would walk around, and if there was anything, I mean, they made sure it was clean. And now we stack stuff up and put it in the corner and get to it the next day and just push stuff off all the time. And I was telling somebody, it's almost like owning a restaurant and saying, you can come in and eat, but we're not serving food tonight. But you're welcome to still come in and sit down and order, but we're not serving anything. Say that. That's the most important thing. Don't forget to pay us for that privilege of coming in and sitting down and ordering.
And with people just accepting it and always looking for the bargain, businesses are a race to the bottom, it seems like.
Because of this, you know, I told you I ordered that stuff from PowerWorks. That came out of California. They shipped it FedEx. 2-day, it said ground air or something like that. It got there, I paid like $12 and I ordered three different times from them. Ordered the first thing and a couple of cables. I had them make for me. And then I realized I needed a couple more. And so I think that's when I ordered the power supply. And nothing cost me over $12 to ship. And I got them in 2 days from California. And that's pretty good. I don't know how they do that.
That is pretty good. I don't know how they're doing that one, especially for that price. I know if I ship something to California, it usually takes it a week.
A ground package is guaranteed 5 days. And a lot of times we'll send it to Greensboro or Atlanta, and they'll put it on a train if it's going straight to California. And then they can be there in 5 days and delivered, but it doesn't cost $12, I can tell you that.
I don't get it, but some places are doing it. I don't know. Like I said, people are looking for the cheapest price. I know I fault that a lot. Everybody's like, I can get it cheaper at Harbor Freight. Yeah, you can, but it's not always the same quality. Not that. Sometimes it is, but most of the time it's not. And you're not paying for the customer service to come and buy and taking care of it every week for me. So I don't know how they're shipping that stuff that cheap unless they're just holding it until they have a full load and then shipping it and not worrying about delivery dates.
I know PowerWorks didn't hold it. They shipped it right out. And I ordered from Paradan Radio, is that how you say it? Came out of Florida. And it actually took a day longer. They sent it post office, and it took longer to get it from Florida than I got my order from California.
And a lot of it depends on the company, too. You know, how much they're willing to pay for shipping and only charge the customer. PowerWorks has always been really good to me.
Very happy with their turnaround time. and never spoke with anybody. I just placed the order online, and man, they shipped it right out. And I'm pleased with the product. That little power supply they make is a really good one. I'm very, very happy with it. So anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say hello and not tell you the other thing until tomorrow. Hope you and Elise have a good evening. Enjoy your weekend. And did I hear you say you'll be down next week? You might be down Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be down one day next week anyway. My plan is to do it Wednesday right now, but that could change. I don't know for sure. It just depends. So we'll see. But I'll let you know. I figured you'd stop by and grab lunch if you had time.
Wednesday, if you're not going to make it down Wednesday, and we plan on Thursday, that'll be fine. Looking forward to it. All right, you have a good evening. And let's see. Oh, I don't know if you heard, I was talking to Dave Watson earlier. Connor was telling me he was supposed to start calling the net. He said, I'll be calling it the second, third, and fourth Saturdays. And so last night or two nights ago, I texted him and said, two more days or, you know, something like that. And he said, I'm actually not calling it. Gabby and I are going camping. And I said, Connor, I talked you up real big, and here you already are, here you're already laying out on me. But Dave said he had already pre-planned that, so I guess I'll forgive him.
So no harm, no foul there. We've got some people stepping up and helping out. Wonderful out there, and I'll be in touch. And good to hear you tonight. KO4HK. I'll be clipping out. 7-3.
Sorry about that. My microphone button fell out of my microphone. I'm using my thumb and pushing inside there. I guess I need to get a new mic or a new radio. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.